Paul Allen is the author of the memoir Idea Man. Mr. Allen, when you were just getting Microsoft started, what was your vision of what it would become?
Well, I think in the very early days, you don't really understand exactly the size of the rocket you're about to board. But the idea was, if you could combine a microprocessor chip with a very easy to use computer language like BASIC, that would be a tool that anybody could use to program and get utility out of just those very early personal computers.
And how far in the future did you see? Like, it's often been quoted, a computer on every desktop. How far did you envision this going?
Well, you knew it was going to go far. You just didn't realize that everybody was going to have their own computer back in those days. 35, 40 years ago, nobody had personal computers. Back then, the only computers that exist in universities and large corporations. So when those first personal computers came out, I was just very excited to try to find a way to make them useful.
Thinking back to those days, are there similarities between what the company is now and what it was envisioned as back then? I mean, does your vision match what it is today?
Well, I think the company has gone way beyond the early days. At one point, I talk about it in the book, I think Bill and I thought we might have 35 employees if we were really successful.
I mean, yeah, you hit that mark.
I think we blew past that. By the time I left, there were 500 employees, and now, of course, I think it's over 90,000 employees worldwide. So the company's been amazingly successful.
Does it have a similar ethic to, a similar spirit to what you helped create?
Well, I think it's, the company's still very innovative. But, those early days when there's just three, four, five of you, and you're barely sleeping at all. I mean, I used to come into the office and see Bill's feet sticking out from under the door of his office because he'd fallen asleep on the floor of the office. I'm not sure the intensity is quite the same as it was back then.
Well, so with the 35 employees accomplished and well beyond, as you said, and the PC on every desktop and a computer in just about everybody's pocket walking around these days, from 2011 onward, what's the biggest challenge that the company faces?
Well, I think, on the mobile platform side, I think Microsoft was very early there in smartphones, but it's fallen behind, and now they're working madly to develop the best product in the market and to catch up and to surpass the other people that have got a big stake there. And they're doing the same thing in search and many other areas. So I call them platform areas, usually where you've got an opportunity to define the future by defining the platform. Microsoft got behind there, and they're working madly to catch up.
I go back a little bit in terms of technology. I grew up in Seattle, and I have friends who went to Lakeside as well. And I remember the days where there would be like a central computer in a business, and then people would have terminals that would connect to that mainframe computer. And I almost see something similar happening now with this push towards cloud computing, and your device is just a way of kind of hooking up to the cloud. Do you think the cloud is going to matter more than the personal device that we're carrying around with us?
Well, I think you're making a great point that you're going to have a mobile device or a laptop that's connected to the cloud. Whether you have a music locker in the cloud or information about all your friends and social contacts in the cloud, you're exactly right that there's a similarity there between the early days when you had a centralized store of information and then you had terminals. Except now that they're mobile, it's even more fascinating.
But do you think that's going to lead to a de-emphasis of the gadget, of the device?
No, because the device, as we've seen with just look at the evolution of smartphones and now what's happening with tablets, that they evolve so rapidly based on the ability of semiconductors and screens and everything to evolve and the processing power you can put in the device and the fact you can do just the graphics you can do in these devices has evolved so quickly too and what you can do with that. So the endpoint device that you have in your hand or on your desktop or in your in your knapsack or something, that device, that terminal device, is a very exciting point for innovation and is a new platform in its own right.
Paul Allen is the author of Idea Man. Paul Allen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.